Oh, I'm injured. I have a boo-boo. I'm not happy.
Hey, Pumpica. Hey, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig. Hey, Pumpica, what's going on? Why you feel like, what's going on? You got a boo-boo, huh? What happened to you anyway, huh?
It's my eye. It's my eye. I've got a sty in my eye.
You got
and
a
it
sty?
Hurts, and it gives me a headache, and it itches, and I'm not supposed to touch it. I can do is put a little warm pillow on it, and it doesn't
pillow.
Do any good.
What?
I just don't feel good.
Well, first off, Bumpercar, I think if you've got a sty in your eye, then I'm probably the first person or animal that you should have come to because I got a lot of experience with styes.
Oh.
For instance, I was born in a sty. I actually sleep in a sty.
Not that kind of
sty. I eat a lot of food in a sty.
Pig, it's not that kind of sty. Would you just stop it?
All right. Yeah. You have to be like that.
Well, it's because it hurts and you're not helping and you're making me feel worse. But I don't want to feel worse.
Hey.
I want to feel better.
Oh, no, it's this guy.
Hey, it's me, Robot. I haven't been on the Bumper Podcast in a whole long time.
There's a reason for that.
Maybe I can help you.
Fine. Hi, Robot. Thanks for coming by. I'm glad you're here. Can you please look through all your databases and all your whatever wikis or whatever encyclopedias you got and tell me if there's a way to make my eye feel better, to make my sty feel better, to make this guy feel
That's a good rhyme.
Better. Please.
That's a really good rhyme, bro. I know you don't feel good, but that was pretty. That was tight. That was on point. I liked it.
He was talking to me, Pig. So, let's see. Have you tried using a little warm pillow?
Are you serious?
A lot of people use little warm pillows to make this.
I said that's the first thing that I did. That's the only thing I did.
Okay.
And it didn't help.
I didn't know that.
Well,
I wasn't in the room.
I
wasn't here yet.
I did say.
So how could I have possibly?
Because you have robot. You got robot ears.
You're not helping.
You should be listening. You should be helping. Or something. You know what? If you're not gonna help, just scoot out.
I'll be going now.
Yes.
I'm going.
Okay.
This has been Robot. Hasta mañana.
Wait, the robot speaks Spanish now.
I guess.
I didn't know when he picked. So he picked up another language, but he can't pick up listening when the conversation's happening on the podcast that he's gonna interrupt.
Yeah.
I don't understand this,
though,
man. What the heck?
It
made no sense to me.
I don't like defending Robot, clearly, but he was outside the room. And I do feel bad that he was kind of thrust into this. I mean, he thrust himself into this situation and was immediately expected to perform, and he's not exactly what I would call a performer.
Well, speaking of performers, hi, everybody. It's me, Producer. I'm here to help you produce your show because it's a Bumper Podcast. And I haven't been around in a very long time.
Producer, I don't want to do my show right now.
He's still got your pipes.
Yeah, he's got his pipes. I don't feel good.
I wasn't aware.
Yeah, I've got a sty.
No,
I'm injured.
Maybe I could produce some sort of
what?
Salve, or perhaps some sort of
bomb
or some sort
work,
of tincture to make your eye feel better today.
I'm not gonna lie, Producer, just having you in the room with your singing voices made me feel a teeny tiny bit. How do you sing better?
Oh, no.
Better.
You shouldn't do that.
Better.
Oh, no.
How do you sing so well?
I took training.
You're like a little ray of sunshine coming in here.
I took a lot of training in school, and I went to all the different singing camps.
I gotta tell you, nobody really cares. Nobody wants to hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so
that's fine with me, I suppose.
Yeah. Just,
I'm going to go now.
All right. So
see you soon.
Okay. So here's the thing. You're a producer, so that means you're supposed to produce. Ain't really mean you're supposed to be on-air talent. Ain't really mean, you know, you guys. I mean, here's the thing. You might have a story to tell. I'm sure you do. You're a great dude, right? However, we gotta have people behind the boards. people behind, you know, the switches and the knobs, doing the things and making the magic happen. Here's the thing. I'm a magician. You're like my owl, okay? You're my,
I don't know, bunny rabbit. No.
I know
I'm
you're
a frog.
You're a frog.
All right. Okay. Back to bumper car.
Okay, I'm going now.
All right, thanks for stopping by, producer. Wow, we're really getting a lot of fun visitors here today on... I mean, when I started the show, I was basically in tears. Splitting headache. So here's the thing, a sty. I've never had styes in my entire life that I know of. No documented styes. And then last month, out of nowhere, out of the blue, in my right eye, there was this bump on the eyelid, and it hurt, and it scratched, and I was like, what? So I went to the pharmacist, and I pointed at it, and I was like, what is this? Fix it. And they were just like, whoa, you got a sty. And I was like, oh, no, I've got a sty. It's the end of the world. They were like, relax. It's a sty. People get styes. And I was like, I don't want a sty. They were like, well, we've got this cool little pillow that you put into the microwave. And so it's like these little beads that get either really hot or really cold. And if you put them in the microwave, it's in like a little plastic pouch. And then that goes into this little little sweater, little pillow sweater, like a pillowcase, but I'm calling it a sweater for some reason. And you can only, it says you have to do it in 10-second intervals. 10 seconds in the microwave doesn't do a lot. But once you, you know, get up. But then you have to watch it, right? Because it expands. So I used it the first day, and it was great. And it made my eye feel better, but I kind of burnt my eyelid, which is not a pleasant thing to do. They even told me, be careful. Your eyelid is one of the most sensitive areas on your whole body. And I was just like, sure, sure, there's a sty. It's got to go. Burned eyelid. Ow. So then I had to deal with that. Fine. Oh, and you know, this is when I was doing commercials a couple months ago, or last month, whatever. And it was like I had a big audition thing. And of course, 4 days before the audition, sty. So then I had sty eye going into the audition. Dun, dun, dun. Is that why I didn't get it? Sure. We'll blame it on that, not my lack of talent. Then on the second day, with the little pillow, I was so desperate for to heal, to fix, that I put it in for 10, and then another 10, and I take it out after each time, and I feel this little pillow, and I can shake it to feel the little beads moving around, and if it's not warm, then I stick it back in. 10, 9, 8, 7... The little pillow broke. This is a $12 item. This is not something that I'm just going to go out and buy all willy-nil all the time. And so then I didn't have it. I was done. And luckily, that time the sty just went away. I think whatever I did to it, I scared it away, and it was fine. Flash forward, this week, woke up the other eye, another sty. So now I'm asking people, now that I've had this, is this something, is this my life? This isn't
what I signed up for, that's for sure.
So I went back to the place, and they had moved all the little pillows, so I had to get them. I was like, where's the pillow? I need a pillow for my eye. I have a sty! So she took me to the sty, eye, pillow, aisle. And it's not an aisle, it's just one place. There's only one left. I got it home, went to put it in the microwave. It's all gooey. It's all gooey? Why is this all gooey? Somebody had bought it, popped it, sent it back, and then I bought it? No, sir, no way. So then, on the way to work, I had to go to a different one because it was more on the way to work. And I was kind of preoccupied by it and driving a little bit quicker than I should have. Pulled over by the police. Here's how slow I was going, though. I was going like 35 to 25, which is too fast, fine. But I was going slow enough that the police officer who was standing there, he was like leaning on his car, he pointed at me, and then he pointed in front of his car. And I was going slow enough that I was just like, oh, okay. Okay. This is happening. So, it was a good morning is what I'm saying. It was on a Monday morning. It was the perfect way to start the week, to start the day. But it worked out fine. Let's not worry about me. Everything worked out fine. So then I went to the other place. I got the pillow, and I've been using it ever since. I've been using it a few days now. Sty, still there. Sty, getting worse.
Sty uncomfortable. But luckily, we have the Bumper Podcast, and we have all my helpful friends here, too.
I'm here, too.
Oh.
A helpful friend.
To help I didn't even know you were still here.
Well, because you were yammering. You'd start yammering sometimes at the show, and I just, like, let you go. I'm like, just keep rolling, bro. Keep rolling. You ain't figuring out your sty. But this, you know who's going to figure it out?
Who?
Hold on a second.
Who's
gonna figure it out?
Oh, hello there, Bumper Car. It's me. I'm a pirate, and we get styes quite constantly. Styes along with rickets and
with
shingles and along with
all kinds
sea legs, if you understand. So here's what we do on the boat. Is we take a patch and we draw a skull and crossbones on it.
So you got
and
some
we
branding?
Put the patch over the eye. Of course we warm it up in our shippy microwave.
You don't have a microwave.
And it heals the eye. Perfecto mundo.
Well, you speak Spanish too. All right, well, then I'm going to go get a patch, and it's going to make me better.